Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of DWebware, building responsible websites that can be seen and used on all platforms. DWebware.com and the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce. Live, work, and grow in Urbandale, uniquelyurbandale.com.
Hey, we got 15 minutes before the top of the hour. Coming up at 6 o'clock today, it's the Next Level show, a track and field for those of you who are in track and field. I wouldn't be wearing the thin skins tomorrow. It's going to be a little snowy and white out there. The guys are saying that we could get 5 to 7 inches of white stuff. We'll see how that all works out for us. In studio with us is Dr. Anthony Poshton. He is the man on the West Campus for Des Moines Area Community College. He is also an author, he is a speaker, and he is excited about innovation. And this next week, on March 2nd, starts... Well, it is innovation. Celebrate Innovation Week. Welcome to the News Hour, Dr. Poshton. Good to see you.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate being here.
Well, yeah, this is kind of fun. You and I have had a couple of meetings about this in the past, and what I still can't get over, man, is that this is a free event, which just blows me away because the all-star lineup that you've got coming to do this week of innovation is stellar. So let's roll it back a little bit, Anthony, and let's talk about where did this all come from.
Well, I'll give you a little bit of history on this. I'm kind of glad we're doing this on radio. So I've always been told to have a face for radio.
You too, huh?
Yeah, me too. Basically, this all began many years ago because we first built the campus back in 2001 when we first opened the doors in the fall of 2001. So we opened it. We started our 15th year this fall. We were wanting to do something different, so we started using technology very aggressively, and we had a lot of big partners: Microsoft, Compaq, Apple, at Palm back then, and we were doing some things really that were pushing the envelope. We were the first college campus in the country to utilize handheld technology, pocket PCs. We were the first college campus in the country to utilize e-books and mobile technology to deliver this content. We had to create our own utilities, our own materials. We were the first college campus to be all wireless in the state of Iowa. So we were really pushing the envelope. In 2003, we actually received an award. InfoWorld magazine listed us in their top 100 most innovative organizations, number 51. There are only three other colleges on that list: MIT, Harvard, and Penn. So for us
and
to be
here, we are, kids.
And, yeah, here we are. So it was all cool and groovy, and it was great stuff. But about 2005, we started realizing that we need to do a better job helping students become better thinkers, more creative, more imaginative, more innovative in their thinking. So we shifted gears a little bit, and we started thinking about how do we change the environment on campus. So we built what we call today the Celebrate Innovation Exhibition, which is recognized by the Iowa Department of Tourism as a destination spot. And on campus, as part of this exhibition, we have every classroom, every room on campus is themed after a great American innovator. So we have big visuals. We have a story panel on the wall that tells your story. And as you walk into each room...
When you talk about innovators, like who?
Well, first of all, to have a room named after you, you have to be past, dead. Obviously, you can't be alive. So we have Henry Ford room, the... Hedy Lamarr room, the Jonas Salk room, the Steve Jobs auditorium, things like this.
Got it.
And as you walk into each one of these rooms, there's a little flat panel display playing a video, a 5-minute documentary of that person, and the value and the contribution they brought to our culture and society today.
So the idea behind that would be to get people to appreciate innovation?
To ask questions. Yeah. To sit in a room and say, wow, and start asking why and what if and so on. And also to show that anybody from any background and walk of life can add value to society and be innovative. Mm-hmm. So we did that. We built a 20-year exhibit, an exhibit for the first 20 years of the development of the personal computer, 1975 to 1995, and it shows how that whole thing we take for granted today was created over a long period of time by a lot of people. And we also have an exhibit that shows the first 150 years of communication from the telegraph to the internet to show how that's transitioned over a lot of years. So that was the environment. And we built that environment. Then about 2008 or 9, we decided, we need to do something else. So we decided in 2009 to set time aside 1 week a year where we would suspend classes and we would bring in speakers and we would inspire students just through just listening to their stories. Our very first year was 2010. That was CIO Week 1. And during that year...
Right during the recession, too.
Yeah. CIO Week 1, 2010, we had one keynote. Yeah. Well, that was it. Just one. That was Alan Bean. He was the fourth man to walk on the moon, Apollo 12. And then we had a whole bunch of concurrent sessions that were taught by DMAC professors from around the district, about 90 of those. And that was our first week of doing this. It was very successful, so we did it again. And then over time, we've brought in speakers like Steve Wozniak. We've brought in Dr. David Gallo, who's actually coming again this year because he was fantastic when he came in 2012. We've brought in just go through a few names here. John Gaeta, who's won the Academy Award for the Matrix movies for all the visual effects, he's been in. We've had Grant Imahara from MythBusters. We had last year, we had Captain Gene Cernan, who was on The Last Man to Walk on the Moon, Apollo 17. We had two of the cast members from CSI Las Vegas, because they also own a company called Entertainment Research that does all the background work on every TV show you see that requires like some science and some, you know, and some engineering.
Because they got
to
get it halfway right.
Yeah, they have to get it correct.
Right.
So we've had them in. We've had Damon John from Shark Tank. So we've gotten to the point now where we have literally 9 keynotes every year. And concurrent sessions at the same time. So this is a big event. And the reason why I think it's important it's free to the public, you know, you mentioned before it was free. I think it's got to be free because things like the TED conferences out there, the big TED Talk conferences, and South by Southwest, and the other big events like this, they have a big fee attached. To attend a TED conference can cost you upwards of $8,000. South by Southwest, $3,000 or $4,000. My belief has always been if you can afford that, you probably are already inspired. You know, so the people who need to be inspired can't afford these kind of price tags, right? So we make it free to the public. We make it free to our students, obviously.
Now, that's the other thing. Anybody can go to this.
Anybody can go to this. And this year, for the first time, we're simulcasting this to all DMAC campuses throughout our 15-county district. So it's a live simulcast. On the website, we have the simulcast locations listed of where to go. So if you're not from here or right here in town but want to see the speakers, you can just travel to a DMAC campus and watch them there. The part of this that to me is important is to recognize the fact that to make this free, I have to have sponsors.
Absolutely.
So I have to raise about 125 to 150 grand a year to pull this thing off. And I have some very, very awesome sponsors. I'm just going to throw them out.
Sure,
I'm a NASCAR kind of guy, so I just throw them off like NASCAR.
You'll be wearing them next year.
Yeah, I'll be wearing them in a jumpsuit. INS, the INS for Family of Companies, is our presenting sponsor. Microsoft is a sponsor. West Bank is a sponsor. The City of West Des Moines and the West Des Moines Chamber is a sponsor. We have Shive Hattery is a sponsor. The Greater Des Moines Partnership is a sponsor. These are all very, very key partners
entities,
with us
right.
over the years, and they donate a lot of money to us every year to pull this event off.
Well, and you've got a stellar lineup of speakers this time again, and we're going to cover some of these names. But the one that really catches everybody is, you know, you got to have star power,
right?
You got to have star power, and you went all the way to Star Trek
right.
for this star power. And LeVar Burton is coming to Des Moines. Now I got to know how in the world. What was the? What did you say to him? Say, hey, LeVar, what are you doing?
Well, to be upfront and honest here, I originally went after Shatner.
Okay. That would have been a hoot.
Yeah. And but he'd already committed to coming here this summer for Comic-Con.
He'll be
here in June, I believe. And so he would not come because of that. So I wanted somebody that not only did Star Trek, because our theme is to boldly go.
Right.
And to boldly go, we found people who are really pushing the envelope in what they're involved in, who are actually truly boldly going forward. So obviously I wanted some Star Trek person, but not just an actor. I want somebody who's done things way beyond acting.
More than acting.
Right. So LeVar Burton is not only an actor.
He's a director.
He's directed more episodes of the Star Trek franchise than anybody else out there as far as actors. He has like 35 episodes he's directed over the years. But he's also the producer and host of Reading Rainbow all these years on PBS, like 23 years worth. And then recently, he raised $5.4 million in a Kickstarter campaign in 1 week. I set a record for a number of investors, 100,000 investors, to bring back the essence of Reading Rainbow in an iPad app as well as some virtual aspects of this. And that app, by the way, is the number one downloaded app right now on iTunes for education, yes.
Amazing. So what we're talking about is here we've got a guy that's not only an actor, but he's an accomplished director. He's an accomplished fundraiser. He's an accomplished guy, both in front of the camera and outside of the camera.
And his new children's book he just wrote, that just came out recently.
That's something.
Yeah.
LeVar, so what was that conversation
Well, he has a passion for children's literacy.
Yeah.
So, we called his people and we said, hey, we want you to come. It's not a Star Trek convention. You know, I'm not going to ask you to wear a uniform or talk about Star Trek the whole time. We'll talk about Gene Roddenberry and your days in Star Trek. But I want to know about your passion on children's literacy and your efforts and what you're trying to do right now going forward. So he was, kind of drawn into that as well. well. Sure. Most people want him to do the Star Trek thing all the time, and I'm sure that gets old for him. So we drew him in from that standpoint, and he's looking forward to doing it.
I think this is fabulous. It really is. Who else you got coming that we can talk about?
All right. Well, we have a lot of totally awesome people, to use an 80s phrase. We have Dr. Hugh Herr. Dr. Herr has been on the cover of Time magazine, the cover of National Geographic. He is a bionics engineer from MIT. Not only is he an engineer, he's a rock climber. And he had a tragic rock climbing accident where he lost both of his legs. And he replaced his legs with literally machines. These are like Terminator legs, you know, or $6 million man type of things. These are machines that interact with his brain, his nervous system. And he is making some incredible roads in the area of bionics. We're not talking prosthetics, we're talking about robotics and that interact with the human body. Incredible. We have Dr. Sarah Singer coming in from MIT. She's an astrophysicist and planetary scientist. She has won the MacArthur Grant, which is a $1 million grant, to study what she studies, and that is Earth-like planets, exoplanets, throughout the universe that orbit other stars, looking for other life forms. And she'll come and talk about what she has found today. They have been making some extremely cool findings here lately on this area. Niall McCann, Dr. Niall McCann, he's a biologist, adventurer, conservationist. He's coming from Wales, Australia. He's been on Discovery Channel, so on and so forth. You have to think of him as like a Crocodile Dundee, but better looking, who wrestled anacondas and alligators and everything else. Great stories to tell. We have Dr. David Gell coming in again. Like I said before, he was on the mission that helped find the Titanic with Dr. Ballard. He's been back there, saw those missions and then went back there. He found the Air France plane that crashed a few years ago in the Atlantic, and he led the mission to find the Malaysian plane that crashed in Malaysia. He was part of that team to find that. So
a fascinating lineup of people. Mm-hmm. And we're not just talking, your regular schlump out there. These are folks that are celebrating innovation in their own careers and continue to do so. Now, let's talk about the particulars of the event, where it's going to be held, how do you get there, how long is it, let's go through the housekeeping.
I would first of all say go to the website, which is very easy. It's just dmacc.edu/CI.
Right.
You'll see a tab on there, a button that says CI
Week.
Or
if you just go ahead and Google Celebrate Innovation Week, it'll come up on your Google search.
And that will take you to all things CI Week that week. We have keynotes Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. 6 p.m., we have Cassie Lee Cloverdance from Sierra Nevada Space Systems are building the Dream Chaser that will fly out of the Virgin Galactic Spaceport. And her and Clayton Anderson, who's been on the space shuttle and the space station for 3 months, we'll be talking about the future of manned space flight. We have three keynotes. Wednesday and Thursday are the two big days. And we have concurrent sessions at 8:45, keynotes at 10, 11:30, and 1:30 those days. Like I said, it's first come, first serve seating. So if you want to be there live, get there early, get your seat. There's no ticket necessary to get in, and the website has all the details.
All the details. All you have to do is Google Celebrate Innovation Week, and you're going to find all of this information. Now, this is not – so the people don't think, Tony, that only young people with long hair or short hair and blue jeans can go. This is for folks in all age groups.
We have some seniors that have been coming to this event since its beginning who are like our groupies who come every year. They love this stuff, and they sit right up front, and they just soak this stuff right up. So we have people of all ages there.
Yeah, you don't have to be 25 or 27 to celebrate innovation.
No, because we can all be innovative and all be creative regardless of our age.
For a long time.
Yes,
absolutely. Absolutely. Dr. Anthony Poston, ladies and gentlemen, he is the guy for the West Des Moines campus of DMAC, and we're talking about Celebrate Innovation Week that's happening next week. It kicks off on Monday. Danny Beyer, our good friend, is the keynote speaker on Monday evening.
On Monday evening, he has a new book out, Ties of Bind.
There you go. Yeah, I have one. I bought one.
There you go. I have 15.
So. You have 15? Why not? So it is Celebrate Innovation Week. It does happen next week, and you are invited to attend. All you have to do is head out to the West Campus for Des Moines Area Community College, and you'll be there. Thank you, Doctor, for coming in and talking about this, man. This is good stuff. Good stuff. And congratulations.
Thank you, Michael.
These kinds of things, really start out with a dream. And if you push hard enough and you believe long enough, things really positive happened.
It gets bigger every year.
It does. And for that meager beginning in 2010, smack dab in the middle of the recession to this is pretty cool stuff. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Dr. Anthony Poston, ladies and gentlemen, he's an author, a speaker. You can tell he's a little bit excited about celebrating innovation. Thanks so very much for being with us. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, that would be Dustin Halderson, our technical director, Monica Murray, who works from time to time in this studio. Also, the program director for 1350 KRNT is none other than Mark McDowell. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson. And the liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening, would you please? Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. And by the way, the puck drops at Wells Fargo Arena, 7:05, as the Iowa Wild take on the Griffins from Grand Rapids. Hang in there. See you later. Have a good night.
Where the legends live.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRNT, Des Moines.